computer storage is getting cheap. You can buy 200 gigabytes for less than $200, and that's enough to hold a 60,000-volume library. With so much space available, even the neat freaks among us are turning into pack rats. Commentator David Weinberger wonders what having so many digital memories will mean for human memory.
There are 77,000 email messages on my personal computer, and those are just the messages I saved, and that only goes back to the year 2000. But what's most amazing to me isn't the volume of emails, it's that I still have them all. I can go back over a decade in my online correspondence, and longer in my electronic checkbook files. It's all there, and I'm never going to throw any of it out because every time I get a new computer, it comes with more disk space than I could imagine filling, so I just move the files over. As a result, I'm carrying with me a lifetime of letters, checks, digital photos, appointments, drafts, proposals of bad business ideas, beginnings of even worse novels, jokey little birthday cards, annoyed letters to politicians, a lifetime of stuff. And it's only going to get worse. My electronic records only go back about 15 years, but my children are accumulating them from year zero. When they grow up, I expect they'll still have on their hard drives in some obscure folder every paper they've ever written, every report on ancient Egypt, every electronic drawing of snowmen and leopards and cute little houses with smoke coming out of the chimney. It's all going to get moved from hard drive to whatever replaces hard drives forever. And because most of what's in our digital memory isn't worth looking at, it isn't worth throwing out, because to see which ones to throw out, we'd have to look at each one again. Plus the technology for finding the stuff that matters, you know, search engines and automatic picture recognition, that's all getting better too. So we're going to be omniscient about our pasts. The haze that covers our memories will dissipate. Remember the summer you spent at the shore? Was it fifth grade, sixth grade, and your friend Billy visited for a week? Oh, or was it Sally and 11 days? No, was it the summer we spent in the Berkshires? Well, type a couple of words into your personal lifetime Google, and you'll be able to verify those dates and places, and probably read Sally's childhood weblog to find out that it was the Berkshires, and that her parents made her go. And when our lives are over, it's hard enough going through someone's physical things, but you have to, because the world can't go on with everyone's stuff taking up room. Except digital stuff doesn't take up room. Better just to put it somewhere. So will we have online graveyards where we can park the digital remains of our loved ones? Or will we do it Egyptian style and bury people with the CD of their life clasped firmly in their cold hands? I don't know, but I do know what I want. When I die, I want my loved ones to scatter my data over some virtual sea and let forgetting teach them what's worth remembering.
David Weinberger is editor of the Journal of the Hyperlinked Organization.